Before Wednesday, if you wanted to find history at the New York City building where the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory once existed, it would require a hard look. Some small plaques adorn the Manhattan building at 23 Washington Place, marking it as the site of a horrific fire in 1911. The event would become a catalyst in the American labor movement's fight for workplace safety protections. Hofstra University professor and president of the Triangle Fire Coalition, Mary Ann Trescotti, says she always knew this site needed to be marked to remind American workers of their history.
By honoring the Triangle workers with this memorial, we are making a statement about the dignity and humanity of every worker, past and present. We are showing our support for baristas, auto workers, nurses, teachers, farm workers, warehouse workers, coal miners, and for the workers in the Brown Building today. Because the Triangle Factory is long gone, but this building is full of people who are working hard and organizing on the job right now.
The fire started near the end of the workday on the 8th floor of a clothing factory in Lower Manhattan on March 25th, 1911. Workers tried to get out as flames spread to the 9th and 10th floors, some scrambling to get into an elevator, others heading for the roof. Those who tried to get past a door to escape found it locked, trapping them inside. At a trial of the factory's owners afterwards, some said the door had been kept locked on purpose, over theft concerns. Witnesses on the street watched, horrified, as many workers made the choice to leap from windows rather than be engulfed by flames. While the fire department responded quickly, their ladders were too short to help women trapped by the fire above the 8th floor. Executive Chief Inspector of the New York City Fire Department, Ronald Canton, says that the Triangle Fire birthed the city's Bureau of Fire Prevention.
Every single new firefighter and fire inspector that comes to our department learns about the details of Triangle, the conditions that led up to the fire, the conditions of the building at the time of the fire, and the tragic outcome. Triangle is used as the fire prevention standard, not only in New York City, but across the nation.
Canton says that at the New York City Fire Academy, an entire wall is adorned with photos of the Triangle Fire.
The photos are of the ash building, the firefighters making their valiant attempt at saving lives, the collapsed fire escape, and even a shot taken before the fire of the rows of women sitting at their sewing machines, working away, not knowing their fate. We place this particular photo in the array to reinforce to our staff that we need to not only look at the building during a fire inspection, but to see the people in the building during a fire inspection.
Richard Dunieu and Yuri Wegman designed the new memorial unveiled today. It has a giant steel ribbon with the names of those who died in the disaster. A reflective panel underneath shows the stenciled names, as well as quotes from people who were there, describing the mayhem. You and Wegman say this design is a way for modern-day people to connect with the fire and its legacy. The public was invited a few years ago to contribute pieces of fabric that were joined together in a 300-foot collective ribbon. That ribbon's design is now etched onto the memorial steel that rises up towards the top of the building. You and Wegman say acknowledging the present-day issues of labor and workplace protections was a priority in the design process. For Lynn Fox, president of Workers United, the connection from the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory workers to workers of today is personal. The union that started after the fire, Local 25 of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, is the predecessor to Fox's current local, 2325, of Workers United.
The outpouring of grief from these 146 deaths forced the changes in labor and fire safety laws that continue to protect us today. And tragically, many of these protections are being eroded by unscrupulous employers as greed continues to endanger workers.
In the coming weeks, a vertical steel column will be added to the corner to span almost the entire height of the building, a reference to how high up the victims were stuck. For KPFA News, I'm Ellie Brickett Morgan.